So is it, I think in, it's interesting to try to think about the industry. Industrial uses along the waterfront include things that aren't necessarily water related or water dependent. I'm not sure, like, marine contracting, for example, is a water dependent industry. And there are other water dependent industries. I'm sure we can come up with some good examples. But then there are industrial uses along the waterfront, which could, by their use, be in other locations like the one you were just talking about.
But okay. We get into the highest and best use. What's the highest and best use? To some people, highest and best use would be a hotel, because you're capitalizing on the waterfront view, you're making more money, you're providing more jobs, but it gets rid of the industrialization and the potential for it to be really working waterfront in that sense. So it depends. I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just saying that saying highest and best use without more specific guidance isn't necessarily, you know, we have in our waterfront zones the ability for somebody to build hotels or restaurants in almost all of them. And that's what we're trying to potentially get away from. And so protecting some of the industrial uses of the waterfront may be a better use, even if they're not marine related.
Just to throw this out there to try to capture what both of you are saying, is it a question of, because highest and best use seems like it can change over time based on demands from a real estate perspective, but to kind of capture what I think you both are saying is we have to think about what highest and best use might be for the harbor plan. Is that...
There are actors on the waterfront that FMC. Are they
DuPont.
Even all that now?
No, DuPont owns it now.
Yeah. I don't know why they have to be there, because they don't get seaweed from Maine at all now. I don't even get it from Canada, and those guys are pretty big actors. And I'm not sure if it's reaching, like you mentioned earlier, if it's reaching beyond the goals of this committee.
Well, I think it's reaching beyond the goals of the committee to identify a specific property owner and industry and say, industry should go from here to here.
No.
But I think that if you, like I try to do, is say, all right, you know, I think we all work better when we have a specific example, and then really try hard to not name names and use that example to try to think about the higher picture. What is the principle that we're trying to get at?
Right.
And so if you take what Ed was saying and what you were saying, is there some combination of the two? Like, you know, one thing we did talk about even last time was the idea that we want to make sure that the waterfront has a balance of uses, and there are certain things that you need to protect along the waterfront, because otherwise that idea of the highest and best use might take them away if you're not careful about it.
I would say very much it is a role of this plan is to identify what we think the working waterfront or the waterfront in Rockland should look like in the future. Because this is a guidance document that people are going to look at it and say, okay, that group said, after looking at it for a year and a half, that, you know, this is what we want to protect on the waterfront. I'm not saying what it should be. I think this is a serious part of what our discussion should be as we get all the members here to try to figure it out.
Right.
Because you're right, FMC no longer belongs on the waterfront in that sense, but it is an industrial use.
If
it's there to keep somebody from building, a cruise ship terminal set, you know, it serves a purpose to some people.
Right.
It unfortunately is locked up, and it keeps out public access. I would rather see a hotel there if it was forced to have a boardwalk that everybody could use that went all the way around the waterfront in that end of town.
Maybe we get to your...
But I mean, question. So that's part of the discussion I think we all have to have at some point.
But your question about maybe we don't call it the working waterfront because that has other terminology associated with it. Maybe it's part of what we're... should be doing through the conversations that we've been having is let's sort of like what we did with the core functions, or what are the core elements of the waterfront? And we don't need to be directive, but these are the things that should be essential to the waterfront, right? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is that a good way to think about it?
Yeah.
And we can brainstorm the list. I could come up with a list, but it's not my harbor.
Well, I mean, one of the things is it's an economic driver, so it has to provide jobs. We're not going to turn it all into park just for the sake of having public access. But you're right, it shouldn't be just an industrial park.
Right. Well, I...
With a good view.
Right.
Okay. Provide jobs.
My point was that I don't think we need to be locked in to preserve the status quo.
Nope. Yep.
I think a key piece of our function is to look to the future. And, you know, having been a resident here for over 35 years and having sailed out of here for over 40 years, we need done more.
No.
Is that Tilson? What's that whole Tilson Avenue?
Yep.
I know when that property was all knocked down, and I know what the plans and the dreams for this city was for that property. And it, in spite of there being some moneymakers there, I don't think the whole plan ever came to fruition.